and Kathy Dawes again with Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear. And even though we're through tonight's agenda, lots going on. In fact, I was just teasing you both that you have something almost every day, it appears. Law Board, Riley County Law Board meets today, Yusha.
Yes, they do. So we are also going to have, it starts off with the consent agenda and approving consent agenda. So the current Law Board members will still be there. And then they will step down, and you will get the new ones will be sworn in, and then we reorganize. So this is probably Bob Boyd's and Karen McCullough's and Wynn Butler's last meeting, and then you will have new appointees would be Mike Dodson and Ben Wilson and Marvin Rodriguez, I believe. Craig Beardsley will be back on, Barry Wilkerson and myself, we will all be back on. And then we will choose a chair and a vice chair, and then we will continue the meeting from there. So it'll be a B. Stoney is also on there. Unfortunately, she had organized her calendar so that she can have time on Mondays at 12, and so her first meeting ends up being on Tuesday at 12, and she's out of town. So she will not be there. So when she comes next month, she will be be sworn in to be on Law Board.
I know there had been talk about changing the meeting time, but I'm kind of sensing that may not happen
that
now.
That may not happen this year, but I think that's something we do need to look at closely. You know, I had a very challenging time trying to find people to be on Law Board because of the time being at 12 and everybody's working at that time. So this is a discussion that we'll probably still continue to have and see if what works still.
If it just won an hour, it might be. But
right,
I know that
but
they've
just
been
never
tending
know.
Not to. I cover those, so I'm well aware of how long they usually go. Let's take a phone call and welcome to In Focus. Go ahead, please.
All right. Good morning. I have a question about the community house building that's there on 4th Street, and there's a possibility there could be some open gym times. I was inquiring today down at the city offices, and they were telling me that it is locked except for classes, but then went on to mention how we're hoping to have other recreation areas built in Manhattan, and I just found that upsetting. Here we have a building there that could be used, and I was wondering what could be done to get some open gym times and put this building to use instead of thinking about always spending more money building something new. And I'll hang up and listen to your
answer. Thank you for the call.
Sure, appreciate the call.
Great question.
I wasn't aware that we weren't having open gym times, so it should be, and unless there's some kind of mechanical issue that I'm not aware of, but I'll certainly look into it for you because, you know, there's a shortage of gym facilities for that, and I'm not up to speed right now on all the programming. I do know we do have some classes, and we are certainly looking at ways to make improvements to that facility in the future. It is a historic structure, and we need to maintain it, and it isn't the greatest, but it does have a nice big facility, especially if you're practicing for youth basketball or volleyball. And so I'll certainly check into that for you, and hopefully we'll get some good news there.
Appreciate the phone call.
Right.
537-1350. No city county this week. Normally the counties, I guess I should say, because it's Pottawatomie and Riley County, City of Manhattan. And I guess that meeting's been canceled.
It has. Yeah. For this month. And I think they've already got a topic for next month. Continue with.
Well, we canceled it for this month. It's supposed to be on Thursday, mainly because several of us are going to the Chambers Retreat in Kansas City, in Olathe, this weekend. And several of us are leaving on Thursday, so that's why we had to cancel it. But the agenda item we're going to be discussing at the February City-County-County meeting is going to be mental health. One of the things we discussed a few months ago was about trying to find a stabilization center of some kind and what that might look like in the city of Manhattan or in our region. Robin Cole, along with several members from her organization, from Pawnee Mental Health and from RCPD, they've taken tours of other sites in the state of Kansas. And we're going to discuss, you know, what those look like. What does staffing look like? What does funding look like? What does a basic building look like? Where do we want to have it? And have that discussion. So this is kind of like a follow-up discussion from a previous one we had a few months ago. So that's what we're looking at for February.
Okay. Any more on that weekend retreat? Do we want to say any more about that, Ron? I know that's something that the area cities and county governmental units all go to, I think, generally.
Sure, obviously it's primarily a working session for area chambers of commerce, and obviously they invite community leaders from Manhattan, Junction City, and Wamego, as well as the counties of Riley and Gary and Pottawatomie. And so usually get a great turnout, usually talk about a number of important issues. There's some standing task force groups that have been working on different topics. Workforce, I know, is a big issue, and workforce training components, trying to meet some of the needs of regional employers, economic development's another category, transportation is another category, and so they have those standing committees. I know there'll be some updates on Fort Riley from some of the current Fort Riley leadership, and also from the Matrix group that did the downsizing impact analysis, and so they'll be talking about that as well. And then what are some of the economic development components for the future?
Right. We're going to have Perry Wiggins, who's taken over for John Armbrust. He's going to be discussing some of the updates with the Governor's Military Council. There'll be discussion on the JLUS Joint Land Use Study for the Flint Hills region. And I believe Kent Glasscock and his group are going to be discussing what we're looking at as far as having a global initiative for Manhattan and our region. And when we say the chambers, it'll be Wamego Chamber, Manhattan Chamber, and Junction City Chambers that are organizing this. And Ron mentioned about the transportation, kind of like a multimodal transportation. So there'll be lots of discussions. I think one of the best things about this type of a retreat is a lot of businesses will be coming from our region, and people that I wouldn't normally see except in meetings for an hour or two, we get to be in one big room and have lots of roundtable discussions and meet each other and talk about a whole variety of issues for a day and a half. And I think that's going to be one of the best things we can do. That's why we're discussing more regional issues, because of retreats like this.
I know our own Brady Bowman plans to peek his head in on that a little bit too. So that'll be an interesting group and session. Work session next week, Ron.
Next week we have one primary item scheduled, and this is there's a detention pond, or what was originally constructed as a detention pond up in the Lee Mill Heights area that the adjacent property owner has kind of converted to a retention pond in Stockton, and it really wasn't designed for that. And so, one of the things that we're going to look at is, does the commission want to do that? Because by making it a retention pond, it doesn't have the storage capacity that it was designed to have for stormwater control, as it did with a detention structure. It needs some cleaning, and so we really want to get some direction here and give, the opportunity for the property owner to make their case for why it should be a retention pond. And so what are some of the ongoing maintenance and expenses involved in that?
Kind of a different discussion, Mayor.
It is. It'll be interesting. But, every issue we discuss is important to our community. So I'm glad we will look into that.
And we might have some follow-up discussion from our goal-setting session that occurred this past week.
Well, good segue. Yeah. I know that we had Andrew Shores covering that for us, and it sounded like it was a good session.
It was. As commissioners, we can't talk to each other about most issues. When we talk about any kind of issue, it can't be more than one other person. We can't talk to two or three people and see how they're thinking. So this kind of gives us a foundation at the beginning of each year to see what's on our minds, what we feel like are our priorities. We tap into what we did last year or the previous years, and some of those are ongoing, like workforce or economic development or working with NBEF or North Campus Corridor. Those are all ongoing issues. And then we discuss some of our priorities. And so it was about a four-hour meeting. The department heads gave their updates, and then we took it from there as far as what we saw. And some of them we agreed, and some of them, were individual priorities. here we go. Let me see. I think some of the things, most of the things, such as the community partnerships and collaboration coordination, I think we agreed that needs to be more regional. We discussed expanding partnerships and trying to be more on the same page or be more efficient with RCPD and county services so we're not duplicating things. Economic development, like I said, is always pretty big. Mental illness, we thought that should be a priority of its own because there are so many components to it as far as partnering up with Via Christi or with Irving Hospital or with our social agencies here, looking at social service agencies and seeing what kind of grant funding and how we need to fund them. So there's quite a few topics.
No work really session is on the 31st. And by the way, we did want to clarify your last session last week, too. You had some discussion, too. And I know
we did. We had a very good work session with the City Commission on our Parks and Recreation Facilities strategic plan, really focusing in the report. The steering committee and the consultant had really been focusing in on SECO Park and some of the proposed changes there. They had a couple of different alternative kind of layouts, if you will, for the improvements primarily on the four baseball, softball diamonds that are existing there and really trying to create two larger fields and two baseball, two softball fields that will be primarily designed for use by the school district, but also for the community. And when I say by the school district, I meant by sizing there, but there would fit very nicely with the community as well. And so the commission gave concurrence for a particular option to pursue. It also includes additional tennis courts to be developed right there. Really, SECO Park is a CI for city, CO for county, and even though it's a three-way partnership there between the county as the majority landowner and then the city and the school district each own an equal share. The school district obviously owns the track and the football stadium, soccer stadium, with the new sports turf that was installed there. And so really trying to look at what are some other things that they could bring to that area. They have shower facilities, concessions facilities. So they have infrastructure there that supports those ongoing amenities. And could you do some additional support in that regard? And so really trying to do improvements to trails in that particular area, looking at the stormwater detention that has been done recently, and actually this will expand that a little bit that's been successful. Some suggestions about maybe even if there's some additional grading to make the snow hill bigger.
Yes.
Although we missed that opportunity, you know. Yeah. This storm, which nobody's complaining about, we didn't miss the ice as well, so we were very fortunate in that regard. But a good discussion about the future, and really the other key input we had, there's an opportunity to potentially renew the quality of life sales tax that's currently quarter cent that's currently supporting the aquatic facilities as well as the Sunset Zoo's Nature Education Center, and so there's opportunities there, and the commission certainly gave some support for looking at packaging something up to replace that item once those bonds are paid off and calling that tax early, and then potentially even this November having a vote to redo that one to support additional facilities, primarily looking at the indoor space, which the earlier caller we had mentioning that there was some discussion about and a need for, and really focusing on the two middle school locations to create some additional space there and some separate kind of neighborhood and community recreation facilities for that indoor practice and competition facility.
Before go ahead.
No,
Mayor.
I think, you know, this is something the Fieldhouse Project brought to us a couple of years ago, and it was close to $50 million, and they wanted to redo everything at a large extent. And then there was something came for the voters to vote on, I think, in 2006, and it was voted down. One of the things, main components of why it was voted down was also having an indoor pool, and we decided not to look at that at this time anyway, until K-State figures out what they want to do with an auditorium and if they want to move it to their rec place, whatever it is. So that's off the table for right now. So we're only looking at parks and recreation facilities, mainly with fields and tennis courts and the trails. And we heard from our community, there were so many surveys done and a lot of community input. The steering committee was extremely active and very involved in the process. And this is something the community wants to have. So what we're hoping to do is have enough for competitive play within our region and within the state, and even maybe even out of state facilities, competition coming to Manhattan, but also use it for recreation for our own residents in Manhattan. So if you want to just go and kick a ball around or play tennis every now and then, whatever it is you want to do, it's still very accessible to our residents in Manhattan. This is a quality of life issue, but this is what people look at when they want to bring their businesses here or if we want to retain the people that we have. So this is one of those things that's going to make Manhattan a better place to live for everybody involved.
Why don't we go ahead and take a break? We're a little bit overdue for one. It's now 9:48. I know we still have a few other city events we want to go over to, and you mentioned briefly we dodged the ice storm.
Yes.
So we might talk a bit about that anyway. Manhattan Mayor Yusha Reddy, City Manager Ron Fear with us. Had a couple phone calls already. Always appreciate those. 537-1350. You're listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.